border to Hogwarts to Gotham, the nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Nerds Doing Nerd Things podcast. We're kind of doing like a redo episode because of the technical difficulties that we came across last week. So we're going to do Pixar all over again. So you guys get to enjoy that. Movies that we're kind of go back and enjoy. Return of Jafar. King of Thieves. But what's up, Rob? How are you? You're doing real good? No? Okay. What's up, Suze? Suze, I feel like you just hurt some brain cells. Okay. What's up, Suze?
Hold on.
We might still be having difficulties here, so give me a sec. We are. Okay, cool. Give us one sec while I figure the bleep out. Let's do this while you guys can hear me. We might still be having difficulties. Okay, cool. Let's do this. Audio application. Well, they can't hear you right now, so yeah. Alright.
I turned my stomach. That's not cool.
Because you guys are pinging, no problem. But they're not getting any sound. So now I'm waiting to hear it on that end to see if it's working. If not, we're going to plan B.
What's plan B?
Video. It works! I don't know what happened, but it works!
Look at my cute little puppy. No, puppy, look at the TV. Look at the monitor. Why are you being so?
All right, there we go. Now I hear Rob and Susie's beautiful voices because Will didn't say anything, but he didn't need to. All right, now that it's somewhat fixed, let's talk about it, guys. We're going to redo Pixar real fast. So let's go right down that wonderful, wonderful list. Susie, you want to start it off?
Sure. Do you want to do the questions or you want to start the list of Pixar movies?
Why not? And, yeah, why not? Do the list.
Okay. Toy Story, A Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, Incredibles, Cars, Ratatouille, WALL-E, Up, Toy Story 3, Cars 2, Brave, Monsters University, Inside Out, The Good Dinosaur, Finding Dory, Cars 3, Coco, Incredibles 2, Toy Story 4, Onward, Soul, Luca, Turning Red, Lightyear, Elemental, fuck you, AJ. I can't hear you.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can hear me perfectly fine. You can't?
I can now.
Oh, okay.
You muted yourself.
No, I didn't. I just feel like I fooled you.
Dude, I've got people messing with me this week. Don't add to it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be me if I wasn't messing with you.
I mean, that's true.
I am the king of Battle Network. Leave me alone.
You're doing Battle Network without looking at Battle Network. You're watching it through Susie's screen. Doggy, go bite. But, all right. So, while Susie is nursing that hand now, Rob, let's start it off. Out of all these movies that Susie just mentioned, who is your favorite character and why?
Ah, my favorite character. See, the thing is, I have a terrible memory, so I can't remember what I said last time. So
no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't exist anymore. It does not exist anymore.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean there can't be porn of it?
Bad Will. Right. Bad Will.
I'll go with Mr. Incredible.
Which, honestly, I think is the one you actually chose last time. But why is that?
I loved the idea of a hero who is made an outlaw for being a hero, but still wanting to be a hero. Like, he went through an incredible journey to get to where he was.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to save someone who wanted to commit suicide, and he became the straw that broke the camel's back.
He got his ass sued.
And
to kingdom come and back.
And then he goes through this thing where he wants to still be a hero, so he's like a vigilante hero with superpowers. Big mm-hmm. no-no. And I loved just the scene of him finding all the dead supers on the classified screen.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
That was a lot.
That Syndrome had basically just been genociding the supers.
All right, Susie.
I did love him.
All right, Susie. Nope, sorry, we'll go for it.
Can I just say that Mr. Incredible, as much as he like still wanted to be a hero, was more for selfish reasons than for actually helping people?
I guess. I don't know if I would really put it that way, but I could see what you mean.
I inclined to disagree. Only for the reason of I don't feel like Mr. Incredible is the only one who saves people for selfish reasons.
Oh, 100%.
So I feel like just saying that about Mr. Incredible is false. Because I think to some extent he wanted to prove to the world that heroes were still necessary. So he was going out of his way to save people for ultimately selfish reasons. Because yeah. He hated being fighting. But I think the good in this case outweighs the selfish.
Oh, absolutely. I wasn't even saying that he was being like, I wasn't even trying to say like that he was like completely selfish or anything. I was just trying to point it out. That's all I was doing.
All right, Susie, you are up. Who is your favorite character?
Yeah, you asked me this last time, and I think I juggled with this.
You did juggle with it for a while.
I think I'd have to. I feel like I went with Mo last time, and I think I'm gonna have to keep with Mo.
Yes, you did. You did.
I think I'm gonna have to keep with Mo. Yeah.
All right, Will. What is yours?
I think last week I went with Ian Lightfoot. I think this week I am also going with Ian Lightfoot. I just like this journey. I like this growth.
Yeah, so do I. I really liked Onward, and I like how he becomes like a really well-rounded character by the end of that movie. But I'm going to go with, oh boy, this is, okay, this is why I went last. Last time.
Yeah! Yeah!
Mm.
Come on, get your pressures on.
I'm gonna go with Woody. Bad suit. Bad.
I went with Woody last time.
Bad.
I said Hoodie.
Bad.
But this is still where I tell the joke that I don't know who in marketing thought this was a great idea to put Woody on the front of a Phillip and Buzz on the back. Just gonna put that out there.
Oh my god. Are we still on that?
We will never let that go, because that will still always be the funniest thing ever.
So, another character with a very well-rounded story, from being kind of a semi-antagonist when things start changing to coming around and, you know, end up liking Buzz and getting liked by everybody else. Because once he started showing up, I will throw out there, Woody turns into a little villain.
He's a little bit of a dick.
And one, he is very much, I think he's a villain more than Sid.
He's very much a dick in two, too.
Nah, I don't know about that. Not as much, I guess, but...
Not as much, but he still has the kind of, like... Especially when he finds out about his history, like, he kind of gets a little stuck up and then is brought back down to Earth.
Yeah, no, I could see that. All right, Susie, what is question in number two?
Least favorite movie.
Least favorite? Oh, Jesus Christ. Cars 2. I was not a fan of Cars 2. I did not think it needed to happen. It's literally a Cars movie thrown for a Mater movie.
Okay. But I also feel the same way about Cars 3. I don't feel like Cars 3 needed to happen.
No, which it didn't. Cars should have just been by itself, but I like Cars 2 least compared to any of the other two.
See, I would have rather have seen Cars 3 as Cars 2, because it was more of a passing the torch story.
Yep. And that's why I liked it so much.
I would have liked to see Cars 3 be Cars 2, and Cars 2 not exist. But Cars 2, I still like Cars 2, but that's just...
Susie, you look confused.
I am, because now I'm wondering what the hell I just watched.
What do you mean, what'd you just watch?
Well, I watched one of the car movies with my nephew.
Well, does Mater turn into a spy?
Okay, so no. Cars 2 is the one that I don't think, like, fully shouldn't exist, but I also think that Cars ended on such a good note.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, Cars definitely ended in a way where Cars 3 did not need to exist.
So, honestly, I would have rather have not had Cars 2 or Cars 3, but still had Mater's Adventures. Because Mater's Adventures is so much fun.
See, for me, that's not my least favorite movie is The Good Dinosaur.
Okay. I can get behind that one as well.
Like, it's a great movie. Like, don't get me wrong. It's just... The characters annoyed me. Spike was my favorite out of that whole movie, but like, I got so aggravated with the one character, and it's not because of his personality or like who he was or anything like that. It's just, see, we all used the term selfish when we were talking about superheroes a minute ago, but for me, he's the selfish one.
Who's the selfish one? Sorry, I zoned out for a sec.
The Good Dinosaur.
Oh, Spot?
Yeah. Not Spot. Spot is the dog.
Oh, yes.
All right, Will. What was your least favorite movie?
Buzz Life.
Really?
Buzz Lightyear.
I thought you said Bug's Life.
No, I said Buzz Life.
Okay, Bug's Life.
Really?
Listen, it's a movie. I like all the Pixar movies, but if I had to say one that I liked the least, it was Bug's Life. When I was a kid, I couldn't get into it. I did not really like it as much until I was older and rewatched it.
Does it have anything to do with Hopper? Does it have anything to do with Hopper?
Not really.
Oh.
I mean, Hopper was a good villain, so I think I could look past the fact that he scared the shit out of me as a child a little bit. he was a good villain.
Yeah. I mean, you are right. Now thinking back to the movie, that movie has some serious slow points in it. Like, it gets really slow. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, that one, though, Bug's Life for me isn't as slow as Good Dinosaur.
Oh, no, I agree with that one. But I can see where A Bug's Life can turn people away, because you're like, all right, get to it, please.
It's still a good movie. Like, don't do not get the fact that I said it's my least favorite wrong. It's still a phenomenal movie.
All right, Rob, batter up. Your go.
All right, so I'm in a difficult position here because I've seen so very few Pixar movies.
I mean, you had a week now to watch a couple more.
I watched none. Because I wanted this to be as authentic as possible. And because I forgot.
Well, okay.
I think I said I've seen seven in total.
Yes.
I'm going to have to say Ratatouille.
I'm pretty sure you said that last week, too.
I know, but I'm still shocked on him saying that.
I'm not. Ratatouille is really not everyone's cup of tea.
Like, Rob, can I ask what about it? Is it, like, boring, or?
It's the setting. It being...
I get it. You don't like the French. Got it. Cool.
a cooking show.
Well, would you rather have Paula Deen or Bobby Flay? Or no, Gordon Ramsay. Literally, Remy and Gordon Ramsay.
No, who was from No Reservations? Anthony Bourdain.
He did. He did. So I don't know if he can come back to a live-action Ratatouille movie.
But yeah, the whole aspect of it being a cooking-based movie, it didn't really do anything for me.
All right, Susie,
Remy didn't hold my attention at all. Like, as a Pixar protagonist, he didn't do anything for me.
Okay. I mean, yeah, all he does is sit on somebody's head, moving, you know, turns into Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
Susie, what's with that look?
The dog's being annoying.
Oh. Bark, bark.
He barked at me earlier.
Oh my god. Next friend that gets a dog, they need to name their dog Goddard. Why that just popped into my head? Not a clue. But favorite what, Susie? Sorry.
Favorite villain. AJ goes first.
Shit. I wasn't planning on going first. Thank you very much.
I know. You're never planning on going first.
I mean, there are certain moments.
I have to keep you on your toes.
That's a lot of weight on those toes. You said favorite villain?
Yes.
Hector de la Cruz from Coco. Mostly because he's an up-and-coming singer that kills his best friend because his best friend wants to leave and go home, kills his best friend, takes his shit, and was like, this is mine. Remember me?
No.
Bitch, you're supposed to play along. Fine. Susie, you go now.
I have a follow-up question.
Ah, shit.
Least favorite villain.
Ah, shit. I wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. Shoot. I'm just gonna kill some time. Kill some time. Kill some time. I'm just gonna kill some time. Do da do da day. The bad kid from Luca. The jackass kid. Which I can't think of his name.
Bruno?
I thought they just said Silencio Bruno. I didn't know that was actually his name.
No, that's not his name.
But I really dislike that kid. Especially growing up, getting teased and made fun of and all that stuff. Fuck that little kid.
We're talking about the pompous dude, right?
Yes.
Macaulay Visconti.
Oh.
Beepoodle fucking bop bop. All right. Look, now it's your turn, Susie. Favorite? Okay, fine. Will, because, you know, she's passing the buck to you. Favorite villain, and then least favorite villain.
I don't remember what it was.
That's fine, so make it up this week.
Working on it. It wasn't prepared in my brain.
Well, I mean...
Hold on, let me look at this list.
Favorite villain.
Oh, so my joke villain is Bruno. Silencio, Bruno!
Yes, I do remember that very clearly. You said it the exact same tone.
Bruno.
All right, Cap. What you got for me, pal, huh? Da-da-da, what the fuck? What, do you think you're a pro? Oh, shit.
Oh, I remember my favorite was the food critic from Ratatouille.
Yes, because he killed Gusto. I duck you, star. Oh, shit, there goes the headphone.
I view it as I like it more as a villain of, like, the moment, like, the change of heart happens.
Mm-hmm.
Happens, like, that's what made him, because you see what made him love food so much and why he became the food critic.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to be mean or anything like that. He was that critical of food.
I love change of heart stories. Especially Anakin's.
I have the high ground.
And I've got a jar of dirt.
My least favorite villain, however.
Denim. Your least favorite villain. Come on, Will.
It was Water Noose.
Really? Really? The child abducting asshole?
Yeah, because the movie made, the movie made most of it be like, okay, it's Randall. Randall's behind the whole thing and everything like that. And then Water Noose comes out in the last, 20 minutes and goes, ha-ha, but it was me, Water Noose. And it was like,
it was me all along.
His motive didn't hold a lot of water because they...
very clearly.
Didn't really hold water when they showed him, because he saw that the laughter generated more power, and he still was like, nope.
But he didn't want to be wrong.
He didn't want to be wrong, which is why he makes a great villain. And he reminds me of Zootopia with Bellwether.
Is that going to be your favorite villain?
What?
I don't know. I thought we were literally going from Will's right into yours. I was like, that's a great segue, Susie. Keep going. And then, no, you just literally just crashed the bus, killed everybody.
That was a great segue. However, I would have to say that my favorite villain is humanity.
Oh, you're going Wall-E.
Of course I'm going Wall-E.
I want a remote control Wall-E.
Around and say that it's the corporations that caused the whole, thing. Humanity, of course, is, controlling the corporations. But
yes.
Corporation. It was a singular.
Oh, okay. Corporation is what caused the demise of Earth. You could throw that's, backdoor villain.
I'd give you that.
I would also say that the funny thing about the corporation is they went from hyper-capitalistic into anarcho-communist.
Bless you.
Because they were all about buy this, buy that. But when they went into the ships, everything was provided for everyone. And there was no established leader.
And everybody was communist. Fat.
Besides, the captain, but that was very loose.
And everybody was fat.
And everyone was fat.
I feel like my least favorite villain, and I'm pretty sure it's different from last week, but that's I would have to say my least favorite villain is Syndrome.
Somebody said Syndrome last week. I think Will did.
No, Rob did.
Rob did.
Rob did because Rob didn't come at me. But, to be fair, one of my favorite lines from Syndrome is with the S. He's from, the super babysitter. He's here to take over for Kari because, she's called the babysitter organization. And she thought that parents aren't answering. But she thought the parents had called for a new babysitter.
See, my favorite part of that movie is when he's got them all in the tractor beam. And it's like, you got it on with Elastigirl.
Yeah. But like, I have my favorite lines from Syndrome. I just feel like, given his backstory and given like what he's able to do, he could have been a way better villain.
I mean, I can get with that. All right, before we hurt Rob's feelings even more.
Go ahead, Rob.
So my favorite villain is Syndrome. Because he's crazy.
I mean,
in a constructive manner. I loved his motivation of, when everyone's super, no one is. Because it's wrong.
But I figure it's true. If everybody's got powers, everybody's the same.
You give everyone in a room a gun, one guy will think his gun is better than everyone else's and use it.
Just talk to Paul. Paul thinks his gun is twice as big and...
Well, he did make the gun from Trigun, so...
That was a sexual innuendo, if anybody picked that up. It looked like I confused some people.
We are doing a Christian Pixar stream here, good sir.
Yeah, this is our Christian Minecraft podcast Minecraft server.
When has that ever stopped us?
So,
there's,
yeah.
And it is off center and it's bugging me.
So, yeah, Syndrome is my favorite villain because he gets it so close to being right, but then he gets completely wrong. So close to being right. My eyes!
No, I'd rather have this. I would rather have this. That line would drive me batshit crazy.
No, I got him with the SpongeBob quote.
Fucking assholes.
Anyway, who's your least favorite?
My least favorite villain is... I'm going to have to say Water News. Because he's an ineffective CEO.
Is this better,
Susie?
He
knows how to get...
Yes.
He knows how to get the maximum amount of energy possible, but he could still undercut the sale by having one guy do the laughter stuff. Still say, oh, there's energy problems, and make people pay more. He had the chance to just get money hand over fist over tentacle over crab limb.
He would end up with a surplus of energy, considering he's continually claiming that there's an energy shortage. So that, heaven forbid, kids stop being scared. You know, they have something to fall back on for a little bit, and he can charge double.
There was just so much opportunity for money. This is a bad capitalist.
He's a special individual.
So that's my least favorite villain.
All right, Susie, where are we going now?
We are going to... Favorite movie.
Did we talked about... I thought we did favorite movie.
At least favorite movie.
Oh, that's where I got confused. That's great.
Okay. Oh, which movie made me cry more? Toy Story 3 for me. I really thought that had the best finish out of all these movies. And... In 2010, 2011, whenever it came out, cried like a little bitch those last 10 minutes.
And did you cry more during that or during Up?
I look forward to Up. No? Okay. No, it was definitely Toy Story 3 those last 5 minutes. Because all those kids that were kids when they started are now... young adults or adults, and
that movie was entirely geared towards us.
It was
meh.
All right, Will, your go. Favorite a movie.
If you don't say Onward right here.
He's doing it for suspense.
I know it's Onward.
Well, actually, I answered differently last week.
I know, and it surprised the hell out of me.
Why, what did he answer last week?
I answered Soul. Which Soul is a very close second place, if not tie.
Huh.
I like Soul a lot.
It was AJ's least favorite movie last week.
Was it?
Yep.
Well, things how a week changes. All right, Susie, what is your favorite El Movio?
Wally.
Is it because all of humanity's almost dead?
No. Because it shows us the consequences of our actions.
Oh, has nothing.
Also, what can happen if we believe in big.
Are you trying to choose your words wisely, aren't you?
I am.
Big business sucks. I said
no.
It.
That wasn't what I was going to say.
I know, but I had to make the joke.
I would have to say that we all have to do our research into what we're trusting, and making sure that it's like a big warning for people of what could happen if we don't take care of our planet, and if we don't do our own research into what we're putting into our bodies.
Nah, I'm hungry. I'd put anything in there. That sounded bad.
I eat Taco Bell. I have no respect for my body.
Especially later. Hopefully it got Charmin. All right, Rob, what's your favorite movie?
Toy Story 2.
You stinky Pete mother trucker.
Yeah, I love Toy Story 2, specifically not just for the movie itself, but for the games that came after it.
The games? Ooh, like the video games?
Toy Story 2 on PlayStation was one of my most favorite games playing.
I didn't see that one coming.
Funnily enough, I never had a PlayStation growing up. I played Toy Story 2 on my neighbor's PlayStation.
Okay.
So that was like one of my favorite memories, just hanging out with people, because I didn't have very many friends back then. And Toy Story 2 was one of the few things we could just sit down and watch all the time, because they were autistic and liked that movie.
All right, Susie, what is thy nextest question?
What movie that doesn't have a sequel do you want to see get one?
Shit!
I think we opened this up to either a prequel or a sequel, right?
We did, because I'll go first for this one. I don't remember what I had done something for my prequel. But, I mean, for a sequel, I'd love to see a Monsters, Inc. 2. I'd love to find out what's going on with Boo now. I'd love to find out, like, I know Inside Out is coming out with a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really like to see Monsters, Inc. 2. And I know they have this series on Disney Plus, but I mean, I like movies over TV shows.
Unless it's Grey's Anatomy.
No, that has not been what I've been watching lately.
She actually hasn't, surprisingly.
Bones?
No.
Nope.
Might.
She's been watching Kim Possible.
Kim Possible.
And Dragon's Race to the Edge.
And 911. And I've been mixing up my TV shows, so.
I'm going to watch CSI now. Damn it.
But I think the only other one that I would pick that would need a sequel or should get a sequel would be A Bug's Life.
A prequel or a sequel?
I feel like a sequel.
Okay.
I don't know how they would do a sequel, but like definitely it'd be interesting to see them do a sequel in that like you can, you know, how Flick and Princesses, you know, kids turn out.
But I told you it did have a sequel. It's called Ants.
It came out the same year, so it doesn't count.
No, that just means it's a very fast sequel. Well, you should be happy.
Ants.
It's a hard.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Susie, we don't discriminate here.
Colony.
You dipped out for me there.
It's probably a good idea. Rob, what about you?
Why are you in my space?
Because you married him.
So, I kind of want to see a prequel to The Incredibles set during their golden age.
Okay.
And have the ending be like Order 66. Where you see Syndrome killing all the heroes.
Oh shit.
No.
Come on. No. You're feeling it.
No. The pain.
All right.
You get attached to all these characters.
Chugging along. Left
and
turn.
Then smash cut to each one of them dying to an Ami droid.
I'm already feeling the pain. I don't even know these characters. I'm already feeling the pain. This freaking hurts. All because you made the comparison to Order 66. So now.
That's a lot of children.
No, Rob, I'm not going to be okay.
There's Gazer Beam finding out the password, half dead, getting into the cave, and blasting the answer on the wall, and then just dying there.
Yeah.
Hoping someone would find him.
You know, you're very dark today.
Will, help us. Yeah? He's like, I wasn't ready.
Ready for what came out of Rob's mouth?
I will Freddy Fazbear the shit out of you.
What Pixar movie do we want a sequel of?
Apparently, the tongue up the nose.
No, Onward, obviously.
A prequel or a sequel?
A sequel,
obviously.
Maybe you wanted to go back into when they were all wizards.
No, I want a sequel, and I want the Manticore to go on the mission this time.
There is a sequel. It's called Bright.
I am driving to Rob's house and beating his ass.
Shit. I kind of want to see an Up sequel to see what they do after that movie. Like, what other adventures does Russell and Carl go on?
Ooh.
I don't know, it just seems down to me.
This is why we can't have nice things. Susie, was that our last question?
That was our last question for Pixar.
Alright, everybody, we're going to take a good minute break. When we come back, we're going to talk about home videos. Be right back.
Yay! Talk about home videos, Daddy. I wanted potatoes.
What?
From Mordor to Hogwarts to Gotham, the nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.
All right, everybody, we are back. Before we go any further, we got merch. Whether it's All Star 15 TV, Hutch Sport Racing, or the Nerds Do Nerd Things podcast, as you see my wonderful beer koozie here.
There was a complaint about the store, and I would like to lodge it with millions of viewers to acknowledge my complaint.
Who was the complaint? Your mom?
And two.
Possibly.
Okay.
The complaint was that 90% of the stuff on the store, merch store, is AJ All Star 15.
Oh, we're going to have a lot. Well, there's AJ All-Star 15, there's AJ All-Star 15 Hutch Sport, and then the nerd stuff is going to blow up within the next week because a certain wife of mine is going to be making some cool NDNT designs.
That's what I said, but I figured I'd put that out there that more merch is coming for Nerds Doing Nerd Things, so don't feel like we're being left out. I'm a thorn in AJ's side, and he does not appreciate me.
You are more than a thorn in my side. You are like having a cancer that I cannot remove.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a tumor, I'm a tumor, I'm a tumor. I'm a tumor, I'm a tumor.
I'm singing my song. We're
I'm a tumor, I'm a tumor, I'm a tumor.
Why did AJ die?
I'm a tumor.
The stress of having Susie as a friend. All right.
Speaking of stress, we don't have questions for this one.
We do not. We're just going to wing the shit out of it.
Hey, AJ.
Yes.
I'm not reading all of these movies.
Neither am I. We're just going to go. Everybody?
Go.
What?
Favorite movie, go.
Shit. He wasn't ready. Honestly, my favorite home to video, and it's kind of like a retelling from a different point of view.
If it's not Lion King 1.5,
he literally just spoiled that it was Lion King 1.5. That whole thing was Lion King 1.5.
It was Lion King 1.5, but Return of Jafar or the Thieves, the King of Thieves, are very close second and third, but I love Timon and Pumbaa's point of view.
I was sitting here and I was just eating my spoon, put my fork full of rice, and I was like, he's going to pick Lion King 1.5, and if he doesn't pick Lion King 1.5, I'm going to have to go beat him.
But you want to know what else is a really, really close one up there?
Yeah.
An extremely goofy movie.
Yeah.
When Max goes to college and they get into the X Game Sports and all that stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of them over here where I'm like, oh, I like that one too. Oh, shit. I like that. Damn it. I like that one. Mother trucker.
Well, that one's mine.
All right, Rob, which one is your favorite?
An extremely goofy movie.
Is it really?
It is. I've watched that one the most out of any of them. Second is King of Thieves. Yes. But I've watched that one the most because when I was young, I loved the X Games stuff.
Ooh, very fitting.
I used to watch the X Games.
It's the only time he would turn on ESPN. On pay-per-view.
We had this wonderful thing that I can't talk about, otherwise I'd get arrested back then.
Well, that's back then.
Yes, back then. But yeah, I loved Max getting into the extreme sports and him doing that one armed handstand on the rim and just spilling it.
Yeah, I really love that movie. Mostly because
for some reason the love interest was super hot.
The love interest for Goofy?
Goofy.
Yeah, there was a lot of love interest in that movie, Rob.
Especially PJ. Just
for Goofy, because that librarian did something for me. You put your glasses back on and witness the horrors unseen by man.
Oh, no. I don't drink enough for this bullshit.
I don't live enough for this.
I live for this.
I'm just going to sit here and eat my rice.
All right, Will, help us out here, please.
Stitch the movie.
Don't tell me another character, Joy Gonzier Harden.
I don't even know her name.
So yours is Stitch. Is that the one where he goes bad? No.
No, that's the one where he finds all his
characters. It's the prequel movie to
the series.
Series.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen that one. When did that one come out? Stitch the movie. Oh, August 26th. Jesus Christ, 2000. Gee, it's almost 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Susie, what's yours?
Oh, do you want me to rank them? Because I've got like 5.
I guess so. Screw it. Why not? Just rank them.
Lilo and Stitch 2. Lilo and Stitch. Stitch has a glitch.
Okay, I guess this is just a Stitch list.
Stitch 2 was Stitch has a glitch.
Oh, it was Stitch has a glitch. I'm sorry. So Lilo and Stitch 2, Stitch the movie, Leroy and Stitch, which is out of all my Lilo
you have
Stitch
fucking movies. Issues.
I do have fucking issues. thank you for noticing. Buzz Lightyear, a Star Command, the adventure begins.
Because that basically starts that TV show, too. Which, why is that not on Disney Plus?
We don't know. And Tinkerbell.
Because I would love Star Command to be on Disney Plus. Same thing with House of Mouse.
Really? So, Susie, I'm not noticing you didn't say any of the Kim Possible movies.
What?
You didn't say any of the Kim Possible movies.
No, I took them out. And the reason I took them out is because they weren't technically home to video. They were home to they were straight to TV.
The extended version's the one that got video released.
Yeah, so because they went to TV first, I took them, like, so some of them I took off because they weren't released as a DVD or like a VHS.
They were Disney
first.
Channel original
movies. Yeah, they were Disney Channel original movies.
So,
right. However, I do have an alternative here. Because we're doing animated stuff, I do have a live action movie.
Is it Inspector Gadget?
No. But it was once upon a time. It's Honey, I Shrunk the We Shrunk Ourselves.
Oh my god, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves!
Is that the one where they get on the race car and do the Hot Wheels track? That was a good one.
I loved the Shrunk movies so much. They were my favorite live action movies. And for some reason I didn't put two and two together that they were Disney movies until I was like much older.
Are you in your 20s?
I was in my 20s. I was sitting in front of Jake, and I'm just like, oh, hey, this is a Disney movie. It's like, yeah, what are you, an idiot? Oh.
Yeah, that sounds like Jake.
Ooh. So do you guys have any live-action ones? Because the live-action list is not big at all. It's maybe 15 movies.
And half of that is Air Bud movies.
Exactly, or Snow Buddies.
Not Snow Buddies!
Because mine was Inspector Gadget, too. I really love the Inspector Gadget movies, which I thought...
I love Inspector Gadget with Matthew Broderick.
Wait, that was straight to movie?
The second one. The second first one was theater.
I don't like the second one, because I think the second one that did not star Matthew Broderick. Matthew Broderick made Inspector Gadget for me.
I thought he did.
I thought they changed the actor.
Yeah, well, there's a thing called Google, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
I don't know. Inspector Gadget 2 just didn't jive with me the same way that Inspector Gadget did. I'm trying to think. Like,
it was.
This is a lot.
Frank Stewart or French Stewart is Inspector Gadget in that one.
Yeah. It was something about Inspector Gadget just didn't jive with me, and I was just like, I thought it wasn't Matthew Broderick. Because I love I will almost watch anything Matthew Broderick is in.
I wonder why.
I don't know of what live action I would.
Come on, Susie, you can do it.
Like, I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know.
There's Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. Mowgli's Story, George of the Jungle 2, and then the rest are all those dog movies. And then Secret of the Magic Gourd, which I don't even know.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, God, that's horror. Oh, that is disturbing to look at.
What?
No. I just looked at the home video cover of The Secrets of the Magic Gourd, and it's like the annoying orange, but somehow even more horrifying to look at.
Interesting.
It has like a freaking gourd doing a kung fu pose next to a frog. What is this movie?
I don't know.
Is that it? It's Chinese. Oh, that explains everything.
So let's move on just a little bit. What was everybody's least favorite one they saw?
You're not going to like mine.
Oh, no. What is
Go
it?
First.
So I happen to not watch a lot of these movies. So yeah. My list is very, very short.
Yeah, we got that one, Rob, from what you said before.
If I can't use Air Buddies.
Oh, no, please use Air Buddies. Please, for the love of God, use Air Buddies.
I would have to use Return of Jafar as my least favorite.
I'm with you on the Air Buddies, though.
Why don't you like Jafar, though?
It's the one Rob Williams came back for, I'm pretty sure.
No, it's it not. Is.
It's King of Thieves he came back for?
King of Thieves, Robin Williams came back for. It was not Robin Williams in Return of Jafar. However, the guy that they got for Genie wasn't too bad. It wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same because Return of Jafar was the first four episodes of the Aladdin show.
Yeah.
Crammed into one movie.
Well, it was a movie first. It was a movie first. And they separated it for the first four episodes of the Aladdin series.
Yeah, which is what they did for the Clone Wars TV show. The first movie, the movie for the Clone Wars TV show is simply the first four episodes in a movie.
Yeah, but no, just to clarify, the movie did come first before the Aladdin series.
And that is the quality, it's a TV show quality movie. Some of these have okay production value. This one is a notable drop.
Well, so part of the reason that I hate it is because, so the movie came first. It was supposed to kickstart the TV series. And I hate that they took the movie, they spliced it and put it into the TV series. When I feel like they could have just left the movie alone and started the TV series. Like, they did not need to splice the movie to make the TV series. Mm. What are we doing? Least favorite or favorite?
Least favorite.
Fox and the Hound 2.
Yep.
Because, and don't put a 2 after them. Bambi 2, Tarzan 2, Fox and the Hound 2, they're not sequels. They're freaking prequels. Or they take place within the movie that we've already seen. Call them halves. Don't call them sequels.
Will, what about you?
Brother Bear 2. Oh! Brother Bear 1 was perfection. Brother Bear 2 screwed it up.
Oh, shit.
That's another reason why I didn't see any of these movies. It's because I didn't think they needed a sequel. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch this. No. Brother Bear 2 is going to suck.
Brother Bear 2. I liked Brother Bear 2. But I probably like it for more reasons than just it being Brother Bear. Brother Bear 2 was absolutely unnecessary, but it had a decent story. And it still had a lesson in there. Which is what Brother Bear was all about, was a lesson. So, see it. I can see why he doesn't like it. I disagree, but I can see it. AJ, what about you?
Mulan 2. I liked the first one so much, I don't think they needed to make one where it showed, now she wants to be a family lady.
I don't mind the fact that she wanted to be a family lady, especially when you read the origin of Mulan. What I hated about Mulan 2 was the way they presented the story. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that, like, if you think about that day and age, there was a lot of arranged marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Daughters accepted their arranged marriage. They knew they didn't have a say and they accepted it without too many issues. The fact that Mulan was allowed to choose her husband and everything else, she kind of forced her beliefs and like her way of life on the princesses.
Yeah.
Whether intentional or not, she still kind of did it. And I disagree with that. Like, you had a job, you have a duty. you should not be trying to influence the princesses to defy their father. And I think that's the biggest issue that I have with it. Also, the ending. Like, the ending was so stupid.
I don't know.
I love the fact that Shang lives. I just hate how they twisted it so that nobody got married.
It's been a while since I've seen it. And I just remember sitting down with... I remember Jess and I were watching. I was like, this is stupid. I'm going to play my games.
I like the movie. I hate the ending. Like, I hate the ending.
Okay. All right, Suze. Is there anywhere else you want to tap into before we close up shop on this long bleeping episode tonight?
If there was one movie that you could recommend for someone to watch. What would it be and why?
Shit.
What, any one two. Disney movie?
I have two. It could be any. It could be live action. It could be animated. It could be a mix.
Oh God!
What would it like? What like? I'll give you my two.
Yeah, please, because I'm.
I would have to say Mighty Ducks the movie.
Okay.
Which is not something I would ever list in my favorites, but it is definitely a good movie, especially if you like hockey. So I would definitely recommend watching that one. And Mickey, Donald, Goofy, the Three Musketeers.
And what was the question?
If you could recommend any movie on this list, not even on this list, animated, live action, anything, to someone to watch, what would it be and why? And I picked two off the list we were talking about. So,
Will, what about you?
There were House of Mouse movies, right?
There was Snowden and Villains.
I'd say those.
Gets you introduced to the cartoons and some of the characters.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted a decent introduction into Disney itself, like, that's a good...
Rob?
I have two. And they're any Disney movie, right? First one is Fantasia, to give you a taste of what their animation can do when they're really pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
And number two is Angels in the Outfield.
Ooh, yes! I'm going to have to go find that because now I can watch it.
He got us good on that.
Angels in the Outfield is the quintessential 90s live-action family flick.
Isn't that the one with Christopher Lloyd?
Yes, as an angel.
Yeah, because my other one, because I've watched a good chunk of Christopher Lloyd movies. My other one that I really like to watch is My Favorite Martian.
Yeah, so
I would recommend to anybody over E.T.
Angels in the Outfield is just an amazing movie. I've watched it so many times with my family, and that's the underscoring I'm going to put there, with my family. I've never really watched movies with my family a lot. But as a kid, I used to. And that was one of the big ones we used to go to all the time, was the Angels in the Outfield movies. It also had Danny Glover in it.
It did.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
And Matthew McConaughey. Wow.
I can't picture them in that movie.
Dude, this is a star-studded cast for some reason. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Danny Glover, Matthew McConaughey, William Dear, Tony Danza.
Why is he surprised that it's a star-studded cast?
So if we're talking over all the Disney movies,
yeah,
and we're picking two,
yeah,
shit, that's rude. It's like, I want to go back to the beginning for the first one because it kind of jump-started it all. So I'll say Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs for the first one. and probably one of the best Disney movies ever made, at least in my opinion, The Lion King.
Okay, then. I like your answers.
Why, thank you. So, I worked really hard on them.
I can tell.
Hurt my brain. Thanks. So that was altogether our Pixar and our straight to home video and literally our culmination of our 100 years of Disney celebration right here on the Nerds Do Nerd Things podcast. Rob, where can people find you?
I don't know. There isn't actually an exit to this room. It just sort of goes into Susie's closet.
What the fuck? That explains so much.
They've locked the door. I can't get out.
They've locked the door and turned the lights down low. Will, where could people find you?
In the net.
Oh, yeah, no shit. Oh, you mean that net. Got it!
Hey, listen, I got my first style change, and I got the hardest one to get in this game.
Uh-huh.
Besides, Rob, do you remember Ground Style?
I never played those games. It was Mikey you're thinking of.
Okay, before you...
I never had a Game Boy Advance.
You have a Switch now, bitch.
Touche.
Mm. And it's on Steam, too.
Not appropriate.
And Susie,
you're not appropriate.
We knew that one, dumbass. I mean, Will.
You want to fight?
No, I'd rather not.
I'll win.
Susie, where can people find you? You were about to Jimmy tap him.
Swing for 20 commander damage. I win. Get out of here. Rob.
It's 21. I'm still alive by one. And the last point's what matters.
Life is just a resource. Susie, where can people find you?
Contemplating my life choices.
You do that way too much. I'm starting to get concerned.
Or not enough.
You should be very concerned.
I don't like your tone there. Alright, I'm gonna send it over to Rob Paulson real fast, and then we'll really close this bitch down.
Hey you guys, this is 625 here from Lilo and Stitch. Some people think of me as AJ Coppola. I don't care. Just follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, Twitch at NDTA Jalastar 15, and Xbox and PSN at AJ All-Star 15. I should have said AJ All-Star, but I'm a sandwich maker. What the hell do I know? Do yourself a favor. Go get yourself a hot fudge marshmallow tuna fish and ham sandwich. All right? Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Go check the link down in the description for the link to our merch. I just, while we were doing this, added about 4 extra Nerds Doing Nerd Things apparel items.
Hey, AJ, do we have anything for puppies?
I will have to check. I didn't see anything for dogs. But I will check. Worst case scenario, when we go to the next Yard Goat game, we will get him something. Or you will get him something. I will get something for my dog.
He's a visitor on our podcast. He needs to have some merch.
He bombs our podcasts more than I do. And get that one. All right, everybody. Peace out. See y'all later.
Bye.
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 Mordor to Hogwarts to Gotham. The nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.